Welcome to Monday, June 19th, and welcome to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke.
We want justice! We want justice! We want justice! We want justice! We want
That sound justice. Is from a vigil last night outside an apartment complex near Seattle's Magnuson Park. Family and others gathered for 30-year-old Charlena Lyles. She was shot and killed by police on Sunday morning. KUOW's Patricia Murphy has been following this story. Welcome, Patricia.
Thanks, Bill.
Why were the police headed to Charlena's apartment yesterday morning?
Seattle police say shortly before 10 a.m. they were called to the apartment to take a burglary report. The apartment complex is in the Sandpoint neighborhood. It is a permanent housing building for formerly homeless people. It started out pretty straightforward.
The information that the officers were responding to was it was a burglary call. The suspect was no longer on scene, and it was basically we need officers to come out to take a report.
Patricia, how did this turn from officers just needing to take a report into a fatal shooting?
Yeah, that's obviously the big question right now. Seattle police says it started out really as a straight up burglary call. They said Lyles was known to them, that she had had contact with the police recently. This is why they sent two officers to the apartment building. But right now, there are no real clear answers about what went from A to B in this situation.
The Seattle Police Department has released tape of the event. This is dash cam audio?
This is audio from the police officers.
From on their uniforms.
Mm-hmm. Get back. Get back. Last second. Hey.
Hey. Yes, you ready?
We need help. We have one or two now. Hey, get back. Get back.
We need help. Get back. Get back.
Yeah.
And gunshots?
Yeah. So what we hear on that tape, obviously, it's about 4 minutes long. It's partially redacted by Seattle Police Department. But for the first 3 minutes and 30 seconds of it, it is literally just her and the officers talking about the burglary, that she had stepped out. She had left the door unlocked. They took the Xbox. Yes, they took the Xbox. And then somewhere around 3 minutes and 30 seconds, things just start to get a little noisy on the tape. You can, you know, it's no longer a discussion. You can hear the officers calling for help, telling her to step back. She has an expletive that we have bleeped in there, but it's really five shots are fired at the end of that tape.
Patricia, you were at a vigil last night for Charlena, and we heard a little of what that sounded like a couple of minutes ago, but let us know more. What was happening there?
Yeah, it was a very well-attended vigil. A lot of friends and family members turned out to talk about Lyles as a person. You know, they called her a devoted mother of several children. One of her children had special needs. They talked about her struggle with mental illness and her abusive relationships. But mostly during that vigil, what they said is that she should not have been killed, that this was racially motivated. Her sister Monica says she was too small to be a threat. She said police should have used less lethal means.
My nephew had to step over his mother's body to get out of the house. What 11-year-old boy deserves to go through that?
There were three children in the house at the time. Seattle police has not confirmed whether they actually witnessed the shooting, but if you listen closely to the audio that SPD released, you can hear children in the background.
And what is Seattle Police Department saying about this shooting?
Well, they'll obviously conduct a thorough investigation. It's getting a lot of scrutiny from the community. The mayor has talked about it. Everyone seems to be talking about it. So a long time from now, we'll get some answers maybe.
We'll continue to report this story. That's KUOW reporter Patricia Murphy. Thanks, Patricia.
Thank you.
On KUOW's Facebook page, people are sure talking about it, grappling with what happened yesterday morning. There's still so much we don't know. Amy writes, how on earth does this happen? She had a flipping knife. April says, I really don't understand shooting someone with a knife, even if they have mental illness. And Emma says, I feel so sorry for the woman and her kids and her family. I also feel sorry for the cops, she writes. I feel like they're not provided with good quality training. I don't think they woke up this morning thinking about killing someone. Again, there's so much we don't know. That's why we'll keep reporting this story for you on KUOW Seattle.